Thank you all for being here. Good morning and welcome to the United States. If you are in the morning, good afternoon to our friends overseas. God bless you and happy 4th to the U.S. Well, let's get started right away. Sister Maggie will be sharing with us today, sharing the word. Welcome, Sister Maggie. And you may go ahead. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lady Evan. Good morning, everyone in the room. Good afternoon. For those who are in the afternoon section, God bless us all in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity to bring out what you are planting in us step by step. And we bless the Lord for the opportunity to speak on the Lord's behalf. Thank you so much, sir. The Lord bless you. Yeah, I love this family of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy July 4th, as Pastor said, to everyone in the USA. And we pray as the celebration goes on that there will be peace in the name of Jesus, that the angels of the Lord will be on guard. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today's topic says, make known his deeds. Thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for all that you have been doing. We just come to say thank you. Father, you've done so very, 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 very many things uncountable. And Lord, we just want to appreciate you today. We want to fellowship with you. We want to fellowship with one another. Just fellowshipping, Lord. Loving on you, loving on one another. We thank you for this great opportunity, O Lord. We thank you because you put a melody in our hearts and nobody knows what that is. The kind of joy that we share with you in fellowship and communion. Father, we just thank you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Father, we just give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We want to tell of your works, O God, your deeds, O God, in our lives, in our families, in our jobs, in our careers, in every aspect of our lives. We have experienced you and we are still experiencing you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you because you never tired. You never weary. Always helping us. Always being who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, receive all the glory today. I release myself. And Lord, I ask that you speak and make us glad this morning. Rejoice in our hearts that we have known you. Rejoice in our hearts and reminding us of all those things that you have done for us. And Lord, thank you for every listener, those who will come in afterwards. Those who will listen to replay, those who are here present now, Holy Spirit, take control and meet everyone at the point of their needs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Whew, glory to God. Before we continue, I just want us to read from Luke chapter 17, from verse 12. To 16. Luke 17 from verse 12 to 16. And it says, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. To God be the glory. This is what I want to do this morning. And I believe we are all going to do that. Amen. 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 I really thank the Lord for the convocation week. To God be the glory. That convocation birthed this share that I want to give this morning. And I'm so thankful to the Lord. It's just a testimony. It's just a testimony. And I know you will have a testimony too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, it happened that by the fifth day of the convocation, as I said some time ago, a kind of joy rose up from deep down inside of me. This joy was just like when I first met Jesus. I don't know what happened, but that was how I felt. Just like when I first met the Lord and I just gave my life to him. The joy has been on since that fifth day of the convocation week. And it is still bubbling. To God be the glory. Just bubbling and welling up in me more and more each day. In fact, I can't just keep silent. I can't keep silent. I must keep thanking him for it because it has taken me to another realm, another dimension that I cannot explain. It just feels like that time that I was just a teenager and just came to the Lord. That's the way I've been feeling. Overflowing with joy, overflowing with rest and calmness in my spirit. Like I'm no longer in this world. Everything is just fine. Everything is just fine. And I want to thank the Lord for it. I've longed so much for that, and the Lord did it again. He brought joy back to me. That is my testimony. That is my testimony. Please kindly permit me to sing this little song. The song goes like this. I have joy, joy in my heart, deep, deep down in my heart. J-O-Y, down in my heart. Deep, deep down in my heart, Jesus gave it to me. No one can destroy it. I have joy down in my heart, deep, deep down in my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I have this joy that I cannot explain, but I give God praise. Brethren, I just want to fellowship this morning. I just want to fellowship with you, fellowship with the Lord. For what the Lord has done, I cannot explain it. But it keeps welling. He said, out of us we flow rivers of living water. That is what I am experiencing. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the convocation week. To God be the glory. I don't know. Thinking about it, it brought a lot of things to my remembrance. I remember where the Lord brought me from. I began to say, Lord, how can I say thank you for all that you have done for me? How can I say thank you? Where do I start? I don't know where to start, but I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And that is what I've come to do this morning. I come to give a shout out to the Lord. I come to share my testimony from the Bible about how the Lord has saved me, about how he has acknowledged me as big as this world is. I'm just like a speck right there. The world is so vast and still the Lord remembers me. Still the Lord answers when I call. It is so amazing to me. This kind of joy, money I know cannot buy it. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to lay it on the table, but I come to say thank you. I come to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, the Lord is so good. I want to make manifest his deeds to me. and to my fellow believers too. I appreciate the Lord. I am loving on him this morning. And I believe, I know it will be acceptable unto him. It will put a smile on the Lord's face. I'm so glad it will do that. It will be like adding a jewel to the crown of the Lord this morning with my thanksgiving, with my appreciation, with your thanksgiving, with your appreciation, because the Lord has done so much. So thinking about this, I was just thinking about it, enjoying the bliss of the Lord since that fifth day of the convocation. To God be the glory. And this psalm came to me. I want us to go there. Psalm 105, verse 1. Psalm 105, verse 1. Ah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. That's where I got the topic of the message from. Make known his deeds unto the people, because the Lord has done great and marvelous things. And I know, as I'm feeling, you will be feeling like that too, because the Lord passed our way through that convocation. He really passed through my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So brethren, let's do it together this morning. Let's thank the Lord. Please kindly open your mouth wherever you are and say, thank you, Jesus. I say, thanks, thanks, thanks.
Oh, hello.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you
for the Holy Spirit that you have given us. Thank you for life, for breath. Thank you for the opportunity,
blessing,
to be here, to be alive and well. Thank you, Daddy. I give you praise. I'm grateful for who you are, for who you have made
your provision.
Get grateful.
Thank you for all healings.
Thank you for the joy of the Lord that is in us, that is our strength. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Bless you in your name.
Thank you.
I just want to take
this moment to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Let's say
peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I just want to worship you. I just want to glorify you. I just want to lift you up. I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercies in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To me, so I praise the Lord. Lift up and praise me. We're just swallowed up with that joy. So many old songs started coming to me, and I give him all the glory. I come back. Thank you. song is that song that we had this morning. I come to the garden alone. I remember how it went. I'll just be pouring out my heart like it wouldn't finish anymore. Even while walking on the streets, still in communion with the Lord, I really bless the Lord that the Lord brought that back to me. I am so grateful to the Lord. I am so grateful. The Lord walking with me, is talking with me, is telling me, confirming it, reaffirming it, reassuring me that I am his own. Hallelujah. And the joy we share in that place, nobody knows. Nobody can fathom it. Nobody. No one has ever known. The kind of melody that flows, instead melody, sweet songs will flow right from our spirit. And we'll be singing and making melody to the Lord. That is what I'm experiencing, brethren. I don't know what you are experiencing since that time, but that is what I've been experiencing. Melody in my heart, sweet melody, that are driving me every time back to the feet of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, this song that I talked about just now, I just want you to picture it. It came from John chapter 20. That story between Mary and Jesus. When Jesus was resurrected and Mary went there wanting to see Jesus. She gets in there. It was like they have stolen Jesus away. Glory to God. They cannot steal my Jesus. They can't. They cannot. But it looked to Mary like, where is Jesus? He's been stolen from where they laid him. Where is he? She ran back and called the men. They came looking. They came looking. And they didn't see him. And Mary started crying. She started weeping. She became sad. She became disappointed. She became disgusted. All kinds of things happening to her. Brethren, that was the way I was feeling before. But I thank the Lord. The way Mary felt, ha, glory to God. When suddenly the supposed gardener, ha, wow. Glory be to God this morning. The supposed gardener called Mary. When Mary heard that name and turned around, her eyes opened and she saw that was Jesus. And she made the noise, Rabboni, and wanted to grab it. Oh, wow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Wanted to grab Jesus, said, no, don't touch me yet. I've not been to my Father yet. Just wait. Hallelujah. What a feeling of joy she must have had. She must have experienced something. That was the kind of thing that happened to me that day, the fifth day of that convocation. Praise the Lord. And it is still welling up and bubbling in my spirit. Like, wow, Jesus, is that you? Is that you, Lord? That's the way I've been feeling. And I cannot explain it. To God be the glory over and over and over again. Hallelujah. What a feeling of joy. What a feeling that she had. A feeling wherein her fear was allayed. That was what I felt. A feeling wherein her confidence was restored. That was what I felt. Suddenly, her confidence came back. Suddenly, our fear disappeared. Suddenly, there was a revival, a rejuvenation in her spirit. That was what I felt. And I thank God for that. To God be the glory. What a feeling. What a feeling. I cannot just imagine it. The kind of contentment, the kind of assurance, the kind of hope and love that was restored in Mary's heart. Brethren, that's the way I've been feeling. That is what the Lord has done for me. And I lay before him and I say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the King of kings and the Lord of all has done it again. Amen. Glory be to God. The sustaining joy, that joy that money cannot buy. Hallelujah. That joy that supersedes every possession that I have, that supersedes whatever man can give me and call joy. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This morning, we are doing Psalm 105 verse 1, just declaring what the Lord has done. Let every ear hear it. Let the demons hear it. Let human beings hear it. Let everyone that has breath hear it. That the Lord is doing wondrous things with some people. Hallelujah. He is doing something great, something beautiful, brethren, in some people. I don't know how you are experiencing him, but I am experiencing him in a new way. There is a freshness. There is a newness that I'm feeling. There is an upliftment that I'm having. There is a freedom in, hallelujah, glory be to God. There is a freedom in my spirit that I'm experiencing. Like there are no more cares. There are no more cares. No more worries. Hallelujah. No more fears. Glory to God. Glory to God for that convocation week. It's been a blessing. Ha! To you be the glory, Lord Jesus. Jesus did something. Jesus did something. When they say there is a stirring on top of the mulberry tree, it is going on in me, brethren. I pray you experience it. I really pray you experience it. There is a stirring on top of the mulberry tree. The Lord is on the move. He is up to something. I strongly believe it because I am experiencing something different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray it moves in this whole room, this room of walking with God. And I know it is moving. It is going on. It is going on. Strange experiences are coming on. Hallelujah. No wonder he told us to rest. Just to rest. So that we can really, really, really enjoy this thing that the Lord is doing. I thank the Lord for it. Oh, hallelujah. So we begin to go now. We begin to make his deeds known and thank him. I want to start from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. And verse 3, hallelujah. Whew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created you, Maggie. Hallelujah. And he that formed thee, my brethren, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Whew. Hallelujah. I have called thee by my name. I've called thee by thy name. You are mine. What more do I want? Glory to God. Glory to God. It just feels like a river bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. The Lord knows me. He calls me by my name. He knows I'm Maggie. Hallelujah. He knows my name. He knows my name and he calls me by that name. He knows how he calls me, that when I hear it, it does something in my spirit. People could be calling me Maggie, Maggie, Maggie here and there, but he has a special touch to that call. When he calls Maggie, I feel just like Mary felt. Hallelujah. And I know you experience such too. When the Lord begins to call you by your name, I don't know how to express it, but you know, there is something like when couples, you know, when they are in love and they are expressing and everything, there is a way the husband calls the wife. There is a way the wife calls the husband. This one is even beyond that. He calls, and that call, you see, when the birds are made to sing, the Lord gave them sweet voices. But when the Lord's voice come on board, all the birds, they shut up and they listen. That is how sweet the voice of, hoo, hoo, glory to God, glory, glory. That is how sweet the voice of the Lord is. All the birds, they hush their singing to listen to the sweetest voice ever, the voice of our Maker. Glory be to God, glory be to God. And verse 3 says, from the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, glory be to God. He saves me from whatever, hallelujah, what the devil thought he has set meaning for evil, the Lord turns it around. He saves me from whatever situation. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You see, this joy, I don't know how to express it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like it covers everything. Just give me this joy. Like this song that says, you take the whole world, but give me Jesus. That's the way I feel. You take everything, but let this joy abide. Let this joy continue. This joy is Jesus to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank the Lord that he knows me. And looking at that verse in Isaiah 43, that I am redeemed. He says he is the one that has redeemed me. I started thinking about it. I started thinking about it. And it took me, while thinking about that word redeemed, it took me somewhere. Let's go there, brethren. It took me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. I just come to have fellowship this morning. I just come to enjoy you, brethren, to enjoy Jesus this morning. Whew! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's fellowship. Amen. Yeah, it took me to, as I said, Psalm 107 and verse 2. And it says, glory to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 I am redeemed. I am the redeemed of the Lord. And what did he say in that place? We're going to obey the scripture. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Say so. Say it out loud. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Speak it out. Let all hear it. Shout it on the rooftop. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't keep silent. Don't keep quiet. If you are redeemed, say so. I am redeemed. I say so. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Brethren, are you redeemed? You speak it out. Let everybody know it. That is your identity. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. Just fellowshipping this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to say so in a song of the redeemed. Don't mind me this morning. I'm so full of joy. Since the fifth day of the convocation, I can't just stop singing. I just can't stop. Ha, ha. It's like when I'm singing, a mirror comes before me and I see the Lord. Like the Lord with open arms, and I want to run in there. Hoo, hoo, glory, hoo, 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 glory to God. I'm going to sing an old song, the song that the redeemed sing. Amen. Listen, amen. It says, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I am redeemed. I know I am. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved from sins that I know I had. All my sins, they are taken away. Praise the Lord. My Lord is happy. Yes. And I am glad. My Lord is happy. And I am glad. My Lord is happy. And I am glad. He saves from sins that I know I had. All my sins, they are taken away. Praise the Lord. That devil is mad. Glory. And I am glad. That devil is mad. And I am glad. That devil is mad. And I am glad. He lost that soul that he thought he had. Woo! Oh, my sins, they are taken away. Praise the Lord. You can talk about me. You can talk about me just as much as you please. Just as much as you please. You can talk about me just as much as you please. You can talk about me just as much as you please. I'll talk about you right on my knees. All my sins, they're taken away. Praise the Lord. Glory. Fellowship with me, brethren. Hallelujah. The Lord has done what no man can do. I am redeemed. Redeemed of the Lord. Glory to God. I am redeemed. The Lord is happy. And the devil is mad. And there is nothing he can do about it. He's just mad. There is nothing he can do about it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So I want to say, I am redeemed. Amen. And I want us to see what it means to be redeemed. Amen. In case there is one or two in our midst that is not redeemed yet or are not redeemed yet, come along with me. Let us search it out in the Bible. What it means to be redeemed. What is the meaning of being redeemed? We want to make his deeds known and say thank you to Jesus. Hallelujah. First of all, I will go to Ezekiel chapter 16. And as we read it, in case you don't understand it, I will interpret it with another scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 16, and I will read from verse 1 to verse 4. And it says, we want to see those who are called the redeemed. This is what happened to me. This is what happened to me. And that is what happened to you too. And we are looking through it in the scriptures. Ezekiel 16. It says, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. Can you see that? Just imagine the situation that that kind of baby was in. That was how we were. Nobody cared. There's a song that said, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There is no other friend so kind like him. That's true. We were just like that. Why? Because in sin were we conceived. Psalm 51 verse 1 said that. We were conceived in sin. It said, we were shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. That was how we were. Sinners from the time of Adam and Eve. Yeah, that was how we were. And no affection. There was none to help. There was no love. The devil thought he got us. That was the way we were. Like this baby was just thrown there, not cared for. That was how we were. Praise the Lord. Now I will explain this verse that we read with Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go there. Ephesians chapter 2 will explain this passage that we just read in Ezekiel 16, 1 to 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. This is the meaning. It says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. That was how we were. Dead in sin. wherein in time past, glory to God, that is past now. We walk in that according to the course of this world. The world was dictating to us the style we put on. The world was cutting it out to us, the path to follow. It says, according to the prince of the power of the air. That was the devil. That is the devil. We were walking in line, in step with the devil. He was the one telling us what to do. Exactly that was how it was with me. In the beginning, that was how it was. And the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience was right there in me. And I was just doing things, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And by nature, I was the child of wrath. That was how it was with me. Yesterday, we were hearing, this is my story, what is your story? Like a continuation this morning. To God be the glory. That was what we were. Lost in sin, condemned. We had no favor, nothing, 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 no care, no love, no nothing. We were lost in sin. That was what Ezekiel 16 was saying about that baby. Praise the Lord. We go back to Ezekiel 16 to continue where we are reading. We start from verse 5. Amen. It says, none I pity thee to do any of this unto thee, to have compassion on you. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that you were born. That was what we were when we were born, because we were born in sin. We were not lovable. In the spirit I'm talking about now. I'm not saying the physical one where we just, oh, baby is here, baby is here. No. I'm talking about the spiritual aspect. Let's put on our spiritual caps and understand what we are reading this morning. That was what we were. Cast out, loathed by everybody. There was nothing good about us spiritually. And the Lord came our way. Verse 6, it says, and when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thy blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, leave. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, leave. He gave me life. Maggie, leave. He saw me in that deplorable condition and he called and he said, Maggie, leave. I say, leave. And speaking that on me, it dispelled darkness and his light took over. Hallelujah. His light lit my life again. Hallelujah. And he said, verse 8, he said, now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, that time was the time of law. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord, and thou becamest mine. Hallelujah. The Lord entered into a covenant with me. I have a covenant upon me. I'm a covenant woman. I'm a covenant child. The covenant of God is upon you, my sister. The covenant of God is upon you, my brother. You are redeemed. You got the covenant of God upon you. And he says you are his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 9, then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He washed that nature of sin. Glory. That evil nature, the Lord washed it away with his blood. The Lord took it away from me. Glory be to God. He turned me around. Hallelujah. And that is what he has done with you too. He turned you around. He clothed you. Reading verse 10, reading verse 11, you begin to see how the Lord decorated you. Hallelujah. How the Lord decorated me. Anointing us with oil. We are anointed. Amen. We are anointed. That is why you can stand and do exploits for the Lord. Because having washed that evil nature away and putting his own nature,
the nature of Christ, the newness of life, the new life in Christ. He put something upon us. The oil is upon us. We are anointed, anointed sons and daughters of God. This morning, we are making known the deeds of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. I give the Lord praise. I give the Lord thanks. Hallelujah. Now, let's explain that passage that we just read. That's Ezekiel chapter 16. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 2 again and explain that scripture that we just read. I believe you will understand it better when we read Ephesians 2. Now, we begin from verse 5. He said, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. When he said live, that was what was happening. He was raising us up from the position of death and destruction and sitting us with him in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And he said, I'll continue from verse 11. He said, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. We were regarded as the uncircumcised, like Goliath. Goliath was an uncircumcised person. We were like that when we did not know the Lord. When the Lord's work has not been done in us, we were uncircumcised. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He says that at that time in verse 12, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in this world. What a state. What a state. We were aliens. I was an alien before I met Christ. Lord, I thank you. I was a stranger to the covenants of promise. But when I met him, everything changed. I became a covenant child. Hallelujah. I had no hope. No hope. And if there is someone in this world without hope, that person is finished. That was my state. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord gave me hope. He brought hope back to me. I was without God in this world. The Lord showed up in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is wonderful, brethren. This Ephesians 2 is explaining what we just read in that passage in Ezekiel. Wonderful, wonderful. How scripture interprets scripture. It is marvelous in my eyes. It's part of the deeds of the Lord. I was just thinking about it. I said, Lord, this Ezekiel 16, it meant something. I want to know what it means. And it led me to Ephesians. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And we share a joy that nobody can ever know. It's between me and the Lord alone. Hallelujah. He took me to Ephesians 2. And reading that Ephesians 2, I understood Ezekiel 16. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God. The people that compiled the Bible, they were in different places, different period of time. And yet they would say things, interpreting. What somebody has said in the past ages. Isn't that wonderful? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for that. Amen. And he said in verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19 says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but ye are fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Brethren, this is marvelous. This is marvelous. Wonderful and marvelous is Jesus to me. Sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb is he. There is a song like that. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The Lord did all these things. Ha! Praise the Lord. I'm just declaring the deeds of the Lord. What the Lord has done. Ah! He is so wonderful. I give him all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Let's continue. Let's continue to see what and what the Lord has done. We cannot tell it all. He has done so much. We cannot tell it all. His deeds are uncountable. But we just touch a little bit of it. Amen. This morning. And I believe it will make you to remember one or two things. Hallelujah. Concerning what the Lord has done for you. And I'll go to Ezekiel to continue to talk about what the Lord has done, what he did for me. Amen. Ezekiel, I'll go to Ezekiel 36 this time. Ezekiel 36. Amen. Amen. My testimony. Telling what the Lord did for me. Hallelujah. Telling what the Lord did for you as a redeemed of the Lord. We are examining who is a redeemed. When you say somebody is redeemed, these are the kind of things that has happened in that person's life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel, we'll quickly go there, 36. That Ezekiel 36, I'll start from verse 24. He says, for I will take you from among the heathen. You see that? And gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Hallelujah. The Lord brought me into his purpose for my life. I was wondering about, he brought me into his purpose. And that is what he has done for you too. He has brought you into his purpose for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. And ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. He says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Ah, isn't the Lord wonderful? He will put his spirit. He will pick one up, clean one up, remove all the dirt and everything, and then he will put his spirit again. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful and marvelous is the Lord to me. When I think about the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. There is a song like that. It says, when I think about the Lord, thank you, Jesus. How he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. Oh, how the Lord kept me and turned me around. How he set my feet on a solid ground. It makes me to want to shout. Glory to God. It makes me want to shout. To say, Lord, you are worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. Only you are worthy. So you be all the glory. Amen. Amen. And he said, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your father. And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. That is the redeemed. We are the people of God. And God is our God. That is the redeemed. It's so sweet here this morning. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. He says, and I will also save you from all your uncleanness. And I will call for the corn and will increase it. And I will lay no famine upon you. And that is what he has been doing for us every morning. Sending us here to be fed, that we be not famished. To be fed, that we become robust. To be fed, that we become strengthened. To do exploits for the kingdom that we belong to. Glory be to God. I bless the Lord. I worship the Lord for what the Lord has done. Amen. And Let me show you how the Lord did it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to show us how the Lord did it in Acts 26. Just one verse in Acts 26. And it says in verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. The Lord opened our eyes. He turned us from darkness to light. And from the power of the devil, he turned us into the power of God. And he made us to receive forgiveness of sins and gave us an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in Christ Jesus. We are sanctified. What a marvelous God. He has given us a place in his people, in his kingdom, among his people. Hallelujah. A lot of things the Lord has done. He has changed our location. If you go to Hebrews 12, 22 to 24, he said, we are come unto Mount Zion. He has brought us into the company of innumerable angels of God. We are in the presence of God. We are in the holy city. That is where we are. We have been relocated, brethren. We dwell in the heavenly. That is our place. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has lifted us above and we dwell in Zion. That is where we are living now. And he covers us. He said, upon every dwelling place of Zion. That is where we are. The glory of God will be there for a shield and a defense. It's right there in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 4 is right there. Glory be to God. The Lord says he has given us power over all the powers of the enemy. He made us a terror to the devil. The devil is going about now terrorizing people. We are us. We are terrorizing him. He's taking it out on the people. We will continue to terrorize them because the Lord has given us authority. The Lord has given us power over all his powers. And also, brethren, the Lord has given us peace. Are you redeemed? The Lord has given us peace. And he said it, he laid it down in the scripture, in so many scriptures. He says, we have peace. My peace I give unto you. You will have peace by all means. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. You will have peace by all means. And he said, you should come against anywhere that there is no peace. If you get anywhere and there is chaos, the Lord says you have peace. Put peace in that place. Is it in a marriage? You see a couple? Something going wrong? You are a child of peace. Put peace there. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are carrying about peace everywhere you go to. You see? You are a person of peace. God has given you an overriding peace. The peace you have, nothing can take it from you. It passes all understanding. No matter what is happening around you, the peace of God will make sure you have the victory. Hallelujah. Wherever there is no peace, is it in a family, you enter a home, you enter a place of work, you wherever you are, even among siblings, if there is no peace, you are a person of peace. You enter there. You see, Jesus told the disciples, when you enter a house, you say, peace be unto this house. If they reject you, then you take your peace. What does that mean? It means we possess peace because the Prince of Peace is living in us. So as redeemed ones, wherever we go, we carry peace. Amen. Amen. We disallow the devil to steal our peace in the name of Jesus. Satan, you hear that? You will not steal our peace. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He cannot steal our peace. No wonder the Bible says, you seek peace and pursue it. If there is a place you see peace is running away, run after it and grab it back. Bring it back. Peace, you come here. Your place is here. You will not run anywhere. Praise the Lord. We are people of peace. We seek peace. We pursue it. You know how to pursue. We pursue peace and make sure it stays with us. That is in Romans chapter 18. That the Lord was saying again, as much as it is in your power, learn, live peaceably with all men, because we are people of peace. Glory be to God. He gave us his name. Anything we speak his name to, answers must come. Glory be to God. He says he has given us his name to use for whatever situation. And we know the special, there are some special names, some beautiful names we call him. Like we call him Jehovah, my Lord God. We call him my creator, Elohim. We call him El Shaddai, my supplier. Glory to God. We call him Adonai, my master. We call him Jehovah Jireh, my provider. We call him Jehovah Rapha. That is my healer. Whatever it is that aileth me, I am healed. Because the Lord that I serve, the Lord God that I have, is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nissi, my banner. He is Jehovah Mikadesh, my sanctifier. He is Jehovah Tisken, my righteousness. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. He is Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. Jehovah Shammah, my abiding presence. Hallelujah. He stands as Jehovah Sabaoth. That is the Lord of hosts, like the great militant one, no matter what is going on. He has given us that name. He is Jehovah Gibo, the mighty God. Hallelujah. He stands strong. He is so well chested that he can carry us. He can carry whatever that aileth us. He will solve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The Lord has filled my mouth with good things. I cannot lie to you. The Lord has filled my mouth, brethren, with beautiful things. He turned my shame into glory. He turned my sorrow into joy. He turned my pain into something to glorify God for, because he made all things beautiful around me. That is what I am experiencing. I thank the Lord. And he gave me eternal life. He made me a king. He made me a ruler. Romans 5:17. He says it. Because of Christ, I reign in this world. Hallelujah. No matter what is happening, I am a king. I am a prophet. I am a priest. When I kneel down, my knees touch the ground concerning anything, the Lord answers, because I am a priest. Hallelujah. I intercede for people. I stand it. That is what you are, my brethren. As somebody that has been redeemed of the Lord. And you have eternal life. Woo! Glory to God. You have eternal life. In John 10:28-29. Let's see quickly. Because my time is up. I'm rounding up now. I'm rounding up. John chapter 10. Let's go there. John chapter 10. Let's read verses 28-29. It says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Glory to God. Amen. You will never perish, my brethren. Neither shall any man pluck us out of his hand. Why? Because the Lord, it says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Opari, end of story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in his hands. He is holding us. Nobody can take us from his hand. Devil can't do that. He cannot take us from his hand. It's only you that can remove yourself. If you don't remove yourself, nothing, nobody, no situation can take you out. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He gives us eternal life. He said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. He makes us to know him. He comes in different faces, showing us different styles of himself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He cares so much for us. He cares for our children, all that pertaineth unto us. He cares for. He says, I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. End of story. So no matter what anybody is doing, that they want to take it out on my children, it is not possible. Too bad. Too late. It is not possible. Because you contend with me, you want to do anything, the Lord will contend with you as a redeemed one, and he will save my children. To God be the glory. He has given us everything, everything we need. The Lord has given us. To God be the glory. I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for love that he has given us. I thank the Lord for giving us hope in this world. I thank the Lord for giving us faith. I thank the Lord for giving us his blood to use. I thank the Lord for giving us his word that we speak and the devil trembles. I thank the Lord for making us overcomers, victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the redeemed of the Lord. Make known his deeds and thank him. Don't be ashamed to talk about what the Lord is doing for you. Because we have just started. It is rolling in and rolling in and rolling in. And by the grace of the Lord, we will see where the Lord is taking us to. We will come out beautiful. He will make something out of nothing for us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I want to yield the mic here, but before then, because we cannot finish. We cannot finish. We will keep on mentioning the deeds of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. To God be the glory. We bow before him. Let's pray. Holy Spirit. Ha ha kushahata. Rikali has karuba shahata. Rokeba has tikli bahaste potarika stapurea. Lira has se hurika shirika hambo sekinta. Lekiba korika sanda. The Lord has made me glad. I will rejoice because he has made me glad. What looked impossible, the Lord has made possible. He has brought joy. He has brought peace. He has brought blessings. He has brought protection. He has brought victory. Lord, we keep mentioning your deeds. You have done it for us. You have brought marriages. You have brought husbands. You have brought wives. You have brought babies. Oh, Kakaruba, Santa Laboshata, Ole Koriba Sirike. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for the man of the house. We thank you for the woman of the house. We thank you for every one of us. We thank you, Lord, because you keep frustrating the tokens of the liar. Whatever the enemy meant for good, you are turning it around for good. We are talking about your deeds. Father, thank you. We bow before you. Thank you for speaking to us today. I believe, Lord, we are reinvigorated. I believe, Lord, we are restored. I believe, Lord, we are reminded of the things that you have done for us. And we will live in it. We will walk in it. We will act like it. We will dwell in it. And we will speak of it continually in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us today, Lord. Father, we owe it all to you. Receive all the praise, all the thanks, and all the adoration. Because we have worshipped and thanked you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. Say so. Say so. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Pastor Star, for giving me this opportunity to fellowship and commune with the brethren. God bless you. Lady Ebon, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I am so blessed, and I believe you're blessed too. God bless you. Amen. I yield my mic. Thank you.